Hey guys, and welcome back to Playtime.
Hello guys.
No, the cough, mid-sentence.
Start again.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Playtime Podcast Series 3, Episode 10?
11.
Is it 11?
Yeah, boy.
No, I got it wrong! Oh, damn. Oh, okay, I got it wrong for once. But hey guys, how are we doing? How are you doing, brother?
Yeah, I am good, mate. I've been in Cornwall for the week. I've just got back.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked very, very... Was it wholesome or was it not? Like, what was it like?
Yeah, really wholesome. Oh, nice. I had like 2 beers while I was there. So very wholesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just lots of walking. Did a lot of running, actually. I'm getting into my running at the moment.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Like that.
So yeah, it's really nice, mate. Nice to get out of London. Yeah. But now I'm back to it.
It's nice to go away for a week. Like, also work from home, be in PJs, just relax, really.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
And Cornwall's so peaceful.
Yeah, so nice, so nice.
Good with family.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I need a bit of time out of London every now and then. It gets a bit much for me.
Yeah, I kind of did the same this weekend. I went to Mallorca with Temps, which was hella fun. I was actually cold stone sober. And I was basically, in essence, it's this guy who's like a rich millionaire, right? And he's got loads of different companies. And I think he was just bored. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to set up this thing called The Event. You know, props to him. It was sick. And basically, he got like loads of catamarans, linked them all together, and then put this like sort of like buoyancy like flooring on the water.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And then he just invited like from the biggest, you know, the 3 biggest TV reality shows, Too Hot to Handle, Love Island, Main Chelsea, and just put us all on this boat and just party for 7 hours in the sun.
What, so you buy tickets if you're...
No, this was literally exclusive to the guest list.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know
What does he gain from it?
I don't know. He observed us a lot. He was just there like...
That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't really know how he's going to make money. He wants to do it once a year, and apparently you can only be invited by his PR company. But then I was like,
wait, so where is the upside for him there?
I don't know. I think apparently he spent like 500 grand for a day.
What?
I know.
So sorry, who is he?
I don't know. His name is Russ. Really cool guy. Really nice guy. But he's just
some rich guy that like wants to set up a party. And
I was like, fair enough. Yeah. And it was sick. I was sober. Temps was flying, having some fun.
Really?
And it was awkward. So obviously, I don't know how much I can say, but obviously on the show, there are some people who don't like myself or Temps. And there's 2 boys who came to the event, who definitely don't like myself or Temps, Tristan and Harvey. Well, Harvey actually... He's kind of fine with me, and
I don't really know what's going on with all this stuff. To be honest.
But there's you know, it's drama. It's being Chelsea,
yeah.
And we saw that they were on the flight, so I was on a different flight to Temps, and I managed to change the booking and get Temps on my flight. And we're like, cool. We got on the flight. Harvey and Tristan walk in, seats in front of us, and we're like, this is gonna be fun. And we're there like, I couldn't stop laughing, and even Harvey was laughing. I was like wee, and I was like wee. Tristan wasn't really laughing, but I couldn't stop laughing because I thought the situation was funny. And then we get there, and they're like, yeah, you're gonna be on a different boat, we're on the same boat. All of these things happened, and we're like, oh, whatever. We got really, really drunk, and then we all just had a laugh. Like, me, Harvey, Tristan, and Temps just actually, you know, I think I wasn't drunk, but when they were all drunk, it was kind of like, yeah, squash all the beef.
Yeah.
However, they got more sober, and it was like the beef came back, and it was like, oh, I actually hate you. And me, Tez was like, oh, it's not good. I was like, yeah, we've got to get the fuck out of here. Like, it is not good.
Do you want a drink?
Yeah, here you go. So yeah, it was a great time. Lots of fun. And then I stayed the day in Mallorca, which I found a bit stressful because I was like, I don't know what to do. My phone was dying as well. I didn't have like an adapter. And I was like, oh, it's one of those things where I wish I kind of got the earlier flight. But you know what? I had a friend who owns a restaurant there, had some really good food, walked around town for a bit, a bit of shopping.
Is that the same place you went two summers ago?
Yeah. For Chelsea. So it was really fun. And you know what? Little weekend away trips, just like that, super fun. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it looked pretty beautiful, the place you were at, like, during the day.
Oh, it was... Have you been to Palma? Honestly, Palma is unreal for shopping, for everything. Like, the Pai lifestyle in the evenings is epic.
Is it?
You would love it. Like, really? Oh, mate, it's like another level.
Why is it so good?
Because it's basically all in cobbled streets.
Yeah.
And you're just going...
So you just can't walk anywhere.
Yeah, nope. You just basically go to bar, and all the bars are right next to each other. So you're just bar hopping around Palma for like...
Is it quite small? Like, yeah. Oh, I love that.
And it's just... And everyone's just... Oh, it's a really good atmosphere. Really good fun.
Were you tempted to stay and have a night out?
Well, you know what? It was the only time I haven't wanted a drink since Corsica, and I haven't. And it was the only time when I was like...
Is that how long it's been?
Yeah.
Fucking
8 weeks, 9 weeks.
That is mad. Fair play.
Yeah, thanks. And it's the only time I actually kind of thought, oh, I could have a drink. But then I had a non-alcoholic margarita, which was unreal. Really good. It tastes like a margarita. Just didn't give me the effects, obviously. Unless he gave me a real one and I had no idea. And I was like, wee. Someone DM'd me going, are you sure you're not drunk? So I was in the taxi going, yep, go to the airport. I was like, maybe I am. But yeah, no, that was a fun trip. I really, really enjoyed that. I'm going to South France next week as well, which is going to be sick.
What are you doing there?
Playing golf with Temps.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
We're going to Nice. I've got everything booked already, like the hotel booked.
Was it all?
No, I paid for it, but I booked it, and I was like, "Do you want to come, Temps?" And he's like,
"What? You just booked it? Like you were just going to go play golf on your own?"
No, I was going to go to see my family anyway because I'm not seeing ages.
Oh, I see. Yeah, your family live near there. Oh, and, nice.
And then I was like, actually, you know what would be sick if we all went there and just play some golf. And
what? So when are you leaving?
Next week, Friday.
Friday evening. Or...
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's gonna be a fun one.
When you come back?
I come back on the 4th, so 3-4 days.
How much? Oh, we'll talk about this.
Let's talk about this. You're like kind of getting hyped.
Yeah.
I found a golf club then, and it looks sick.
Like, mate, I fucking love playing golf abroad.
Oh, mate, and Nice.
It's so nice.
It's so nice at the
moment. Oh, my God. Like, just out in the sun. Like, it's beautiful.
Mate, just let you know.
Okay.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about something because I found this out. And yep. I wanted to know if you knew this.
Okay.
Top five jobs. I'll ask you first. What do you think are the top five jobs that you are most likely to cheat? So when I say cheating,
as in where has this come from? Just like academic paper.
Another stat that I found.
Well,
yep.
Study.
Yeah. Professor from Oxford told me.
Yeah, a lot of due diligence for this
one. Yeah, I know. I've done a lot of research.
Well, is this just like...
So no, this is actually a study, by the way.
Okay, fine.
This is a study.
Fine.
It was read on another podcast and I listened to it and I was like, oh, wow.
Okay, nice.
Interesting.
Nice. So top five where you're most likely to cheat.
On your partner, yeah.
I would say some sort of city job, some like finance.
Yeah.
Like... You know, saying in banking.
Yeah.
Saying in insurance. That type of sector. I also think if you are like a builder.
Sorry, that's so random.
Like a
builder?
Like a workman.
A workman?
Yeah, like a tradesperson. Tradesperson.
Why?
Mate, I'll give my explanation.
Do you have your
three?
Okay. So you got business, finance, insurance, and builders.
Yeah, or like trade.
Tradesmen, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Interesting jobs that you've gone for. So you've got one of them that's right.
Which is?
So I'll do it from 5 to 1. So top five jobs that you are most likely to cheat. Number 5, it's sports, athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's okay? So true.
And
you see them cheating all the time. Yeah,
all the time, all the scandals, that's, you know.
So true.
Then you've got business, CEOs, managers.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. Then healthcare, doctors and nurses. Really? Number three.
Oh, wow.
That's number three. But I was thinking about this. It makes sense. They have no time. They're, you know, probably at the hospital 24 hours. They have like an hour break. They're with each other. And they're, you know what? They're saving lives together. If that's not bringing you together in other ways, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
You know? You have time for your partner.
Well,
but you have a doctor friend who saved that friend's life.
I don't know, though, because... Like,
I bet nurses
highly unprofessional.
Yeah, obviously they're all highly unprofessional.
Yeah, but as in, like, I associate doctors with being like sort of like really highly professional people. Like, as in they wouldn't cross that line.
I think they're dirty dogs. I think nurses especially. I think the like male nurse and female nurse. Like, you know what? They're third year in, tired as hell. They find a room that is not occupied. Let's get it on.
Oh, amongst nurses, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant as in patients.
No, I don't think they're fucking the patients.
That's could be.
I mean, could be. It doesn't specify here. But yeah. I was thinking more like they were cheating on their partners with other nurses or like other like bankers.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. Okay. And then second, aviation. Pilots, flight attendants.
That makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're kind of the thought process behind mine was a lot of these jobs, they are long hours where you're not seeing your other half much. Yeah. And aviation is complete. That's nail on the head, mate.
Yeah.
Especially like air hostesses.
I bet. Yeah, also, because they fly in, they go to the hotel for like one night and then they have to fly back to Paris. You know, that's...
I know someone whose brother is a pilot and apparently it's crazy, like basically all the flight attendants
get on it,
just like they like idolize all the pilots.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Apparently they're all like basically want to
do the pilots.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, being a pilot, pretty cool job.
It is. Yeah,
I fly a plane,
although they don't actually do anything, do they? They just sit there and like press a button and then
but they do. They still have to land it.
Yeah, I can fucking do it.
Yeah, oh, mate, I would love to see you doing a simulator. That would be hilarious. Don't worry, guys. Charlie's on board. You're down the plane. Okay, and number one is the one that you said, financial, bankers, brokers, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. I think also long hours again. It's all, you know what? You're very right. It's all to do with, all of these are long hours.
Yeah.
Within your industry. It's like overdoing the normal amount of day-to-day work you would have, you know, athlete spending hours and hours becoming a world champion, business, you know, if you're not pay time, we're here all day every day, baby.
I think the athlete one is just because a lot of like you generally got a lot of cash if you're an athlete, haven't you? And you just
what does that mean? So do you associate having a lot of cash with cheating?
I think when you look at footballers, you're like, you see these, they just do what they want, cheat on their wives, and then their wives forgive them because they don't want to leave them because they've got loads of cash.
Yeah, but I think footballers are very different to athletes. Like, if you look
are we talking about, does it specify what athletes is? Like, no. Is it badminton players?
But that's what I'm thinking.
It's not a fucking badminton player. If you're a badminton player, you're not fucking cheating. You're going to be going home and fucking like bending over backwards to sort your wife out. You don't wear the trousers if you're a badminton player.
Yeah, he said it now, yeah? You're a pussy. Like, I don't think a ping pong player is cheating on his wife. Do you know what I mean?
No.
She's like, yeah, look at these bitches.
Yeah, snooker player as well. Although, very, very strategic mind. So he might be strategizing.
Yeah, you know, thinking, you know, my wife doesn't think I could cheat.
Or, croquet player, no. Tiddlywinks, yes.
What?
You know Tiddlywinks?
What the hell's a Tiddlywinks?
You not played it?
What the hell is that?
It's where these little round, I mean, questionable whether it's a sport or not.
Okay, explain.
You have these little round things. And you go boom, and they pop off. And you
The Indian game is square, and you've got it's a cylinder, and you flick it, and it goes into the holes.
Nah, mate.
What do you mean, nah, mate?
I don't think that's.
It's called a tiddlywink.
Let's search it up.
That's an odd name for a game. It doesn't sound like a game. It doesn't sound like a professional game that athlete.
It's not, no.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it was. Okay, so actually, going into cheating.
There you go. Tiddlywinks is a game played on a flat felt mat and sets off a small disc called Winks, upon which... You seen this before?
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. I spent it as a kid.
Yeah,
that's not a real game, bro.
No, it's not.
You're not going to see an Olympia.
It's not. Yeah,
the Olympics. And now we have...
Darts players. Yeah, I reckon they're pretty...
Yeah, but also darts players, no offense. When I see them play, I'm like, they've got a beer with them.
Yeah, they're not in the best shape, are they?
No.
But it doesn't necessarily mean...
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, people love the dad bod.
Yeah, that's it. You know?
The bigger, the beer belly, the better.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting, though. Interesting stats.
Well, you know what? The other one I want to look up now is who cheats more, women or men?
How can they even survey that, though? I think there's a lot of girls that cheat more than...
Why would you say that?
Just, I think we've had this conversation before where... We've been in the scenario where we've literally been out together and the girls come up and baitly flirting with us. Do you remember this?
Oh my God, yeah.
And we find out she's got a boyfriend. Yeah. There's been a few other times where I've gone back with someone and they've got a girlfriend. Sorry, boyfriend.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
But I know a lot of guys do it as well, so it's difficult to say.
Okay, so... this is one study found again. One study found that 20% of married men had cheated on their spouse and at least one in their relation compared to 13% of married women. So, doesn't really. It just basically says that men cheat more.
Yeah.
There isn't really any stat on this.
So do you think that if you're a cheater, you're always a cheater?
No. Really? I used to think that.
Really?
We have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, even though he wouldn't care, but we have a friend who cheated on his ex, like, numerous amount of times.
Who is it? Just tell it to me. Really?
Yeah. So he's really open about it.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So he cheated on his ex, like, a lot.
Really?
A lot.
Mate, I wouldn't have put it...
Right?
I wouldn't have thought.
Exactly. And
I thought he was just like...
The saint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Back in the day, ruthless.
We'll have to bleep that. Obviously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He was telling me all the stories. And was just having like this conversation. And he's not that type of person at all.
Mm.
And like, I mean, cross my fingers, I hope he doesn't. You know, still early duels. Still time. Yeah. But when I spoke to him, how he spoke to me, how he was before and how I see him now, I'm like, oh wow, you're very different to the people, to how you described yourself before and how you are now and how I see you. So I think if you're capable of cheating once, yeah, you can do it again. Yeah. However, I do think that the right woman
can change you, contain the beast.
It can.
Yeah, I agree. Although I know a few people who I just think will always cheat. I'm not going to name them.
I know.
But
are you thinking the same person?
I don't know. I don't want to say who it is. But
sorry,
no,
mate.
No, that's not. That's
right, but it's true. Yeah, I mean, I think you're great, but you are a cheater.
Wait, you got to bleep that as well.
I'm joking.
No, it's not him, but definitely bleep that. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Lloyd just wants to go home. He's tired, man.
Yeah. Have you cheated before?
No.
But you said that before I could even finish the question.
You did. Have you cheated before?
No.
No.
Move on.
No, I've never cheated.
That's good of you.
That's
really good of you, Miles.
Thanks.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Have you cheated?
It's pretty difficult to cheat when you're not... you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you cheated?
No, never.
That was quick.
Yep.
Weird.
No, I've never cheated. I, for me, right, I just... I think if you cheat, you've basically just, you're just an absolute wanker yeah. because you can just like if you're clearly if you're cheating someone and something's not right, just break up with them. Mm. Don't yeah. fuck with it.
Don't. I think the
it's
worst
selfish as fuck.
Yeah, the worst thing you do is when you do that, regardless of how bad the relationship is, you are literally putting so much pain in that other person that you once loved. And it's like, yo, if it doesn't work, just get out of it.
But there's so many people that don't break up because they want best of both worlds, and that yeah. is just awful.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. You can't do that. If you're in a committed relationship, you either stay in a committed relationship. If you don't want to be in a committed relationship, you leave the relationship.
Yeah, that's what I mean though. Like the amount of girls I've met where they're like, well, not the amount, like there's been quite a few, I'm not saying like everyone, but yeah. where they're like, oh, like I'm with this guy, I don't really want to be in with him anymore, but like I enjoy the lifestyle. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, but that is very London though. A lot of girls that we know like the lifestyle that their man brings them, but doesn't like their man. Yeah. So what they're doing is they're like, okay, well, he's rich, works in the city,
but
I'll go out and monkey house and try to get with any other, you know, reality TV show star I can. We know who you are.
You know who you are.
No, but it's true, isn't it? And we've been there. We've like, and not to generalize it too much, but I, you know, with our experience in the, you know, clubbing days and nightlife, the amount of girls that we have met who are just so blatantly in a relationship but act very single.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's mad. Also, there's a number of girls on Instagram who still follow you even though they're in a relationship and they're still liking your photos and you're like, what? That's yeah. weird. That's odd, right?
Yeah, if I was a guy and my girlfriend was liking another guy's pictures and he was single, good looking dude, whatever, and they didn't really know them.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's weird. But then, like, what if it's like an ultra famous, like, what if it's like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yo, just go there. I don't
but
care.
Where's the line?
Yeah, there is no line, I guess, because I feel like, have you seen those videos where those guys...
That, I think that's acceptable, isn't it? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, you say this, but... Yeah. Okay, let's put it this way. You're in a super happy relationship. You've been with her for like, let's say 3 years. You're like, you're obsessed with your girlfriend. You're like, she is the one. You know, you know you're going to have a life with her. You're going to have kids and get married. You know, everything's perfect. But she says, oh, if Ryan Gosling comes around, just let you know, I have a free pass, I'm going to fuck him. How does that make you feel?
Not great.
Yeah, not great. You know what I mean?
Like, all right, babe.
Okay, I love you.
Love you. Yep.
Tell me how it goes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, you wouldn't, and if she loves you, can you imagine being like, yeah, babe, if, you know, fucking Scarlett Johansson comes around the corner, it's happening.
Yeah.
You know? No, you can't just because they're famous. It's not a free pass. However, Jennifer Aniston.
Is she your dream girl? Really?
Yeah.
Even now?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't she a bit like...
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. Jennifer Aniston, if you're watching
let's
this
see her now.
Or you're hearing this, she's 54.
She probably would chag you, mate.
I would I'd gladly go there. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, she's not quite what she used to be, but...
Oh, yeah. All day. All day.
I think it's just because you've got it. Like, if you saw her sort of like firsthand now, having not had the whole backstory of watching Friends.
Well, obviously, yeah.
You wouldn't look at her and be like, whoa.
No, there is. What? Have you seen her in Horrible Bosses?
No.
Oh, absolute. Also.
What? So are you basically saying...
I'm a little bit turned on right now, I'm not gonna lie. And that might be why about Brad Pitt, not, you know.
Brad Pitt's a fucking good looking bloke,
mate,
isn't he?
I saw him in real life.
Yeah, I did as well.
Premiere.
Yeah, I was at the same premiere.
Yeah.
That was a sick premiere, actually.
Bullet Train, sick film.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking sick film.
Yeah, that was unreal.
Yeah.
It's for your profile pics for him, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
But yeah, it's, yeah, I don't get that mindset. I mean... would you like sleep with someone like that if it came around?
No. No. It, honestly, I think, again, like I said it before, if you're in a happy relationship, there is no chance just because of fame and status that would change. Why should that change?
Yeah,
because
I agree.
For one night, like, I get it if you're like single, 100%, you know, no thoughts there.
Yeah.
Straight right in there.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. But if you're not, no. I think it's the same as cheating. Like, it is cheating, actually.
Well, yeah, it is cheating.
There's no like, you know, loophole there.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone in relationships goes, oh, I've got a, you know, a free pass on, you know, DiCaprio or whatever. It's like, no, you don't.
No, you fucking don't.
No, you fucking don't. DiCaprio, don't go near my girl, yeah? Fucking dickhead.
You know, I on my way back, I bumped into a guy I was just paying for the petrol. I was just like, I don't know why I did that face. I was just like in his own, and then he's like, I really like your podcast.
No way. Okay, you said.
Like, yeah. His name was, I was going to say his name on the podcast. He had a really unusual name. It was like Maxim or some shit like that.
Yeah, Maxim is such a weird name.
No, he was a lovely guy at the Battersea Esso Garage. Thanks for your support.
We love you. Yeah, to this day, I love getting recognised for playtime. Yeah. There's no better high than being like, well, there are, but yeah. In the sense of like, there's no better like feeling on with someone going, oh, I love your podcast. It's like really, really dope. So yeah. Again, for everyone who's listening to right now, we do love you so much, and it means the world to us because we started from nowhere with this podcast, and now we're like,
we're coming up to a year now.
Yeah,
we should do like a year anniversary.
It's October.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yo, what should we do for the anniversary?
Maybe we do a podcast in some weird location.
We could get really drunk on a podcast.
Should we do that?
That could be quite funny. And have Laurie in and just put the cameras up and just...
Should we do that?
Yeah.
That'd be good, actually. Let's do that.
Or Cédric Grolet, we'll get some cakes from him.
Cakes.
I mean, he commented... Which, by the way, I think is so dope. The fact that he messaged our...
Is he actually in London or in France?
He's in both.
Okay.
So he comes to London and he goes to Paris.
Yeah, that's mad. What did he comment saying?
He said, great, with thumbs up. Or like, you know, it might have not even been him. It could have been his marketing team, but...
Probably.
Oh, that makes me feel sad.
Oh my God, those cakes are unreal though.
Honestly.
We need to get some more. Let's do it for the anniversary.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, what else has been going on, mate?
What's been going on?
How's Chelsea going at the moment?
Yeah, Chelsea's good, man. Chelsea's really good. It's getting a little bit spicy.
Yeah, you know? Again,
which yeah. is it's. I'm getting involved in some shit.
Yeah,
you know, we had. You know what? We probably
see. I actually don't know a thing about what's going on. I just haven't really.
I love it though. I love the fact that I don't need to tell you all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, it's nice to separate things.
Yeah.
But I must admit, there's an iconic scene about to happen on Chelsea. Yeah. Where four friends who used to be friends over like 5-6 years come together on camera, who haven't been on camera in a very long time, as a four. And it kicks off. And I kicked off where to the point where the producer had to stand in front of me and calm me down because he thought I was going to whack the first. I remember going, bro, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, I'm not going to punch him. And he was like, no, you calm down. And I didn't like that because I was like, you're patronizing me in front of someone I really don't like. And then we argued and it was petty arguments as well. It was stupid. There was...
Who was it? We'll bleep it out. Oh, really?
Night.
And who? No way.
That is a bad boy scene. And you know what? It was a very difficult scene because the ending was like a bit emotional, but the beginning was heavy, started, you know, strong. And you know what? Low, he was like, he kind of said a few things. And I thought, I kind of hit with a few bantery kind of like, dad, like life must be really boring if you're here having a drink and arguing with me, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he said a few things about, you know, obviously him being now with my ex. And I was so close to saying some things that I've kept in the locker. I was like, yo, you do not want to go there because you know every time I win. And I didn't. And then Tamsin was like, I could tell you wanted to, like, and I was like, yeah, but if I do that, that opens a whole door of fucking shit. So that's why I'm saying on playtime. The child is mine. I'm joking.
That'd be unbelievable.
That would be, that would probably be like the biggest reality TV dramas ever.
Fucking hell, imagine that.
DNA test, baby. joking aside, it feel like it was one of those iconic scenes that happened, and yeah, it was an interesting one. Guys, be excited, because the new series, you think, you know, Corsica was
when's
hectic.
It start?
October. Nice. Comes out in October.
Wait, have you finished now?
No, we've got 1 month left.
Because everyone seems to be away. I guess it's because bank holiday, isn't it?
Bank holiday, everyone's going away, having some fun, keeping it juicy.
Nice, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
How's dating?
Dating, yeah, it's good, mate. Well, I mean, I'm not actually going on that many dates, to be honest. I've just been so busy. I've been away most weekends. I mean, it's just quite long fitting in dates when you're just so busy.
Hey, it's great.
But, yeah.
Not to go back to the cheating again, but we're going to go back there now because this just came up on my phone. Age between men and women are most likely to cheat. So 10% of men between the ages of 18 and 29 are most likely to cheat, and 11% of women. So it's actually higher. So the younger you are, the higher women are going to cheat, apparently. And then, God, it's quite high in the 60s. 24% of men cheat when they're between 60 and 69, and 16% of women. Why are you cheating at that age?
Yeah, that's pretty mad. Also, like, are you like, I would have thought when you get to that age, you're not like as sexually active.
I hope I am. I feel like that is quite sad that if you get to like, you know, your 60s, you're like, oh, I can't be.
But I'd imagine you'd lose it because your testosterone is going down, right?
Well, bro, we're going to be boosting them on that. Hey, I don't care. I'll say it here proudly. Testosterone booster when I'm like 60.
What, TRT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up there.
Yeah, that's actually quite a good topic because in the US, it's a commonly done thing, isn't it?
Well, apparently you can get prescribed TRT if you have a low testosterone.
Yeah. You can, yeah. And you can get it in the UK as well now. Like, as in, you can go to a clinic and get it. Oh, basically, what it stems from is when you hit about the age of 30, your testosterone starts to gradually decline. And in the US, it's a really common thing to get this thing called TRT, which is called testosterone replacement therapy. Joe Rogan has it. A few other people do it.
Joe Rogan do it?
Yeah. Joe Rogan does it, yeah.
Damn.
And essentially, it just keeps your testosterone at the levels it is in your 20s. So you have, there's multiple benefits, energy, like sex drive, you retain muscle mass, like mood, everything like that. And it's a really, yeah, it's like a really common thing in the US, and it's becoming a more common thing in the UK. You can now get it in clinics in the UK as well. I think it's very expensive. But I mean, I personally would strongly look into it when I get a little bit older.
Mate, you know, 30, you said?
Yeah, I'm nearly there.
Oh, look, let's go 2 years, baby.
Yeah, I'm nearly there.
Yeah, mad. I mean, I don't see that as a bad thing to do.
What, TRT?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I mean, I don't think it is either.
If it declines from your age of 30 and you need it.
Yeah, because like a lot of males, like if you decrease your testosterone like as you get older, like it actually impacts you massively. Like you just turn into some like fucking like, just not the person you were.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't have that
that dog in you, you know?
Yeah, you don't have the fire anymore.
Yeah.
So I 100% would look into it seriously in a couple of years.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's
not like taking steroids or anything. It's very different. It's like a medically administered thing to put your testosterone levels to
Is you got to be careful because some people why it's so common in America, like when you do a cut, your testosterone levels go down. So if you did blood work, it would see that you had really low testosterone. So you could literally go on a cut a few weeks before, go and see the doctors, and be like, look, my testosterone levels are so low, they'll be like, okay, cool, give you some more. It's like, well, actually, if you just ate a little bit more food,
yeah,
it would go right back up.
Yeah.
Like, what I've noticed when I'm like, not that I bulk anymore, but when I do eat more, I'm horny as hell.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I'm like back on like good food, a lot of food, well, more on a surplus, let's say, you know, I'm feeling, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you get really, really lean, you...
mate, you're tired.
You just can't be fucked.
Can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Even having a wank. You're just, got the Stairmaster tomorrow.
Nah.
You remember when we used to do that? There's an episode and someone commented on this and they were like, I think it's episode 5 of our season 1 and we're literally... laughing for 40 minutes.
And we're doing this. She comments like, this isn't funny. Yeah. You're just making noises.
Yeah. Honestly, it was just us, dude. And you know what? It was probably my favorite episode we've ever done because I've never laughed so hard in my life. And it was over. I don't even remember why. What was so funny? We would make ourselves. I remember it was like, I'd look at you and I couldn't hold it in. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to laugh now. I want to listen to old topics again because it'd be interesting to see what you were saying then and how it sounds to, like,
yeah, I think it'd be a very different vibe. I forgot something to spring to mind. My mind's a bit all over the place there. On the dating front, I did actually I was in, what's the bit by Saatchi Gallery?
Duke of York Square.
I was at Duke of York Square yesterday.
Nice.
No, not yesterday, last weekend.
Okay.
And I was just chilling there, having a little coffee, sat down in the sun. And I just got approached by this Brazilian girl. Brazilian guy, actually. Oh. He was like, what is your Instagram? I was like, I'm not gay. And he was like, no, for my friend.
Is that how he sounded? So like Zorro.
That was my impression.
Nice.
Anyway, her friend came over. She's really shy, but she's a really good looking girl. So I was like, yeah, exchange. So we're going to go for a drink.
When?
I was going to do it last weekend, but busy this weekend.
So you got your ultimate date Friday.
Ultimate date?
Well, the...
No. I'm just meeting with the...
So this weekend, okay, cool. So this weekend,
yeah,
you're having...
I don't really have time for it though. I can't. Yeah,
no,
I should probably do it. It'd be fun.
I think it'll be fun. I think you'll have a great time.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that and report back on the... She can't speak much English, which is always a plus for me.
Great. You're gonna bring it down the pub around your house as well.
No, mate, what are you on about?
Great trip.
No.
There's a pub trick.
What's that, Mars?
We've spoken about this on the podcast already.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't think we have. On the podcast.
Yeah, we have. Patreon, maybe.
We're going floppy.
Oh, don't be flopping this weekend.
No, come on. Let's not talk about that.
The pub trick. Is that... Does that sound bad?
Yes.
Does it sound bad?
Very.
Okay, I won't talk about it then. If you guys want to hear the pub trick, go on Patreon.
Yeah,
and then I'll tell you.
We'll talk about it on Patreon.
I like it. You're like, nope.
Anyway, I was actually watching a documentary last night. Fucking mental.
What documentary?
It's on Netflix. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, riveting.
It's about free diving.
I've seen it.
Oh my God.
I've seen it.
Nuts.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Yo. The girl?
Yeah. How mad is that?
Oh my God.
Also, the whole way through, I was like, she's going to die.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hold your breath when she was going under?
No. Okay. I thought otherwise I would have blacked out.
I was like this.
You know when they black out? Like,
yeah. Scary.
It's so scary. How was that even legal?
And her body would like naturally like jolts and it was really weird.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's mad. Crazy sport to do, by
really,
the way.
Really sad ending.
Yeah.
Like I was close to tears.
Wow, that's rare for you.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That
sport, I don't get it.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a bit like, Because you can do it recreationally, right? You can go free diving. I get that, where you're going down and seeing some fish or whatever. Mm. But like, if you're just doing it to like go as deep as you can go, it's just fucking mad.
But I went diving once in Barcelona, and
sorry, mate. Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
I went skiing once in Barcelona.
I went diving.
You almost like went for it and then you pussied out. You went in and you were like, very weird. You're right.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. I don't know why I did that.
You...
Anyway, back to the story.
Do you say that normally? Yeah. I get it for a French word. You're French, we get it. But like, Barcelona.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, but that's how they say it. Barcelona.
Do they?
Yeah, it is, isn't it, Laurie? Yep.
Oh, do they?
So I went diving in Barcelona. And and even going at like 10 meters in, you have to block... You have to
equalize.
Unlock your ears. That is painful.
Mm.
Imagine the depth they go to.
Well, the thing about it is the actual divers, they can't go to the same depth because when you dive, you have to equalize and stay at certain depths for a certain time.
Yeah.
For the, I forget what it is. I've got a diving license.
Yeah, but also, the pressure, if you don't know what you're doing, you'll pop.
Yeah, well, basically, they said when they get to the depths of like 100 meters, they were diving, your lung goes to the size of like a fist.
That's
it gets like compressed.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's absolutely mental. And also, what's crazy scary is you have to swim down, and then it gets to a stage where it sucks you down.
Yeah,
that must be so scary.
Honestly, like because they wear weights around their they've got like a belt, like a weight belt.
Yeah.
And this one long cord, and they're literally at one stage, their whole body just stays still, and they just it just goes down because naturally your body floats.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they start to go.
It just goes, and it goes rapid as well. It looks, and when she got to a certain depth, and you know, doing her competition, and then she realized where she is, and then she has to go back up. The panic you can feel like I need to go up, I can't breathe, and that scares the living out of me, like. To the point where you're like, you can see. And you know when she sees, she's like a meter away from the surface and she can't get up. And the guy, was it her dad or like, I can't remember who took her up. She was like this far away from the surface.
Yeah.
And then she literally couldn't breathe anymore, swallowed water. And then like her whole body was jolting. And like she then was sinking. And luckily all the divers were bringing her up. Fucking mad.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like that is.
Cannot be good for you.
No.
What
they do say, like, isn't it Tom Cruise who can do, he can hold his breath for like 7 minutes?
No.
Yeah, he did it. So in Mission Impossible.
Mate, you can't hold your breath for 7 minutes. The girl on there was holding her breath for 3.5 minutes.
Oh,
But also you need to bear in mind that they're moving, so they're using oxygen. So she probably would be able to hold her breath for
6.5 minutes, yeah.
What?
Told you.
What, just...
Tom Cruise did 6.5 minutes, so it's for his film.
6.5 minutes doing what, though? Just sat still?
No, there's a sequence in Mission Impossible...
Sequence where he's just sat there like...
Yeah. No, so isn't it... there's a sequence where... I've seen it, it's Mission Impossible, the latest one, where he has to go into the tunnel and retrieve something and come back out. And he did it himself. He was practicing
underwater.
For that scene, yeah. And he, when you're watching the movie...
Yeah, you wouldn't be holding your breath if you weren't underwater, yeah. Would you?
And...
I'm going in.
I've been working on the sequence where you just... Yeah, don't worry, guys. Hold your breath. In water. No, no, no.
We can't touch the floor. It's lava.
Yeah. Don't touch the lines.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he did it. And it's... he was saying the training for that is like really good for you.
Yeah.
Like holding... Because I guess it's breath work, isn't it?
Yeah. So but also taking yourself to the point of blackout is can't be good for you.
Have you ever blacked out?
No.
I have. It's fucking scary.
What, from from free diving
in the air. No. I sound like a pussy. I fainted.
I don't think it's the same thing, mate.
Apparently, it's very similar.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, so I fainted.
No, because the reason they're blacking out is because they've
no oxygen. Yeah. So I fainted. I don't know if it was lack of oxygen, but I could breathe. But I was really young, and I remember it happening, and it was the scariest thing. And you wake up, you don't really know what's happened, and you're like on the floor. I was like, "What the fuck happened?" It was really, really weird. That's the only time I got blacked out. I fainted in a park.
Yeah,
I'm getting a bit too hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, yeah, I think fainting and blacking out from freediving is probably a little bit different.
Yeah, no, obviously. Like, I'm not comparing myself to this amazing woman.
But, yeah, like, how was that even possible, though, that Tom Cruise holds his breath for 6.5 minutes and these people freedive for 3.5? I guess it's to do with the combination of the exercise they're doing.
No, also, you've got to remember the pressure of the water. He's not freediving in 100 metres.
Yeah.
No, he's in a swimming pool.
If you actually look how far 100 metres is as well, it's fucking mental.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you do a 100 metre sprint. Because a 100 metre sprint, what's Usain Bolt running that in?
Oh, wait, it's like two, basically.
It's like 13 seconds or 11 seconds?
It's basically like four lengths of a pool. Of a 25 metre
yeah,
pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sick.
Yeah, but I guess that doesn't seem like much at all. Maybe we should try it.
I've got a question for you.
Okay. How many lengths could you do underwater?
No. So this is a very random question.
Okay.
Do you think you and 10 other guys could take on a gorilla?
Fuck yeah.
See, you think a gorilla, you think you could take on a gorilla?
Yeah, of course, mate.
You think 10 of you could if you see what gorilla, let me show you what a gorilla looks like.
Mate, I know what a fucking gorilla looks like.
No, I just want to remind you.
Oh, to be fair, I've never seen a gorilla before.
No, I'm just gonna show you. You're telling me you could think you could fuck this up.
That's a silverback though.
Oh, sorry, I didn't specify.
Yeah, come on, you specify.
No, a silverback then.
Okay, wait. Small gorilla.
No, you can't choose your gorilla.
Mate, I could definitely say that.
Show the camera what you show. Oh, wait. Oh my God. Yeah, okay, cool. I think that's murder. Killing a little baby monkey. I'm talking about...
He's fucking cute. He's like,
I'm talking about this.
He's like, oh, what are you doing, mate?
Is your gorilla scouse? What's it? What are you doing, mate? This is what I was talking about. I'm telling you right now, there is no way you could fuck this up.
I don't know. I reckon. Have I got weapons?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends who I've got on my team as well. Humans wise.
Okay. You've got me and Temps.
Yeah. Okay.
You're like, nope, we're dead.
We're fucked.
Okay, you know what? You've got the England rugby team.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Mate, there's just so many people there. You just fucking move.
One arm. Yeah. Okay, do you want to see how much they weigh? Let's see what a gorilla. Yo, 160 kilos.
See, that's less than I thought it'd be.
Oh, sorry.
No. But no. It is a lot, obviously. But like, if you like take the England rugby team, for example.
Yeah.
A prop in the scrum will weigh about 120 kilos.
A what in the scrum? A prop?
England rugby. Yeah. So, in the scrum.
Yeah.
The three people at the front.
Yeah.
At either side, they're called two props. In the middle, it's a hooker.
Sorry, I got that wrong. 195 kilos. 5 feet. And can lift up to... Listen to this, yeah? Okay, this is coming at you and the rugby team, okay? 195 kilos. 5 feet tall. Not at all. Can lift 800 kilos above its head.
Bloody hell.
And roughly, that's roughly twice as much as a trained weightlifter.
Yeah, that's actually pretty insane.
800 kilos.
Yeah, that's mental.
That's mad.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And that's lifting. So can you imagine the power it has if it comes down on you?
Yeah, maybe we couldn't. I mean, I guess you just got to get them while they're a bit younger.
I don't know what that's called, but it's illegal and it's weird.
Oh yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to kill an endangered animal anyway, am I? But
are they endangered?
I think they are. Gorillas are endangered.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. But you know,
what about you and a kangaroo?
Kangaroo. Apparently, yeah. They're fucking vicious.
Have you seen those? Have you seen that kangaroo?
Tell you what's actually supposed to be really vicious: honey badgers.
They're super cute.
No, they're actually fucking dangerous.
Okay, tell me why.
Trust me.
No, I don't want to trust you. I'm not going to be in the wild and be like, you know what?
This one day. Badgers, dangerous.
I can't wait to see what this is going to say.
One of Africa's most ferocious animals. I keep, every time I say something wrong, I should stop doing that, shouldn't I? Honey badgers have been known to attack lions and buffalo when threatened. They will attack humans when in real danger. They have a powerful bite and loose skin, which enables them to wriggle out of any grasp.
Ugh, loose skin. That's mad.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's the animal that pretends to be dead?
I've got a good fact for you. What's the animal with the biggest penis in proportion to its body?
Elephant.
Armadillo. There's one for you. What's the roundest country in the world?
I've no idea.
Sierra Leone. What's the... I'm trying to do a pub quiz here. Should we wrap it up? This is getting a bit weird.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Hey guys, well look, thank you so much for joining us again. A bit of a random episode today, but it was kind of fun about gorillas and well, now you know the stats of cheating. Also, actually, if anyone knows the actual, like, who does cheat more, women or men?
Also, maybe why? Send in some cheating stories, some good cheating stories.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear those.
Oh my god, send in some cheating stories. We will react to them on the next episode. So yeah, send in some cheating stories to Playtime Podcast Instagram, and then we will send a DM, and then we will respond to them. Well, we will react to them. Yeah, guys, look, thank you so much again for joining us. Again, if you haven't already subscribed to Patreon, it's $3.99 a month for exclusive episodes and chances to win things like our amazing Alicia, who came in last week, who got a chance to sit down on this very couch and have a chat with us. So things like that, you can win. Go check it out. Exclusive episodes, also talking about juice stuff that we can't really talk about here because we will get cancelled. Not to say that we can't get cancelled on the other page, but let's just say it's a little bit more rough and ready. And do not forget, please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. We really need to up those ratings. And let us know if you enjoy this episode by commenting and sharing to your public. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.